Thank you for your interest in our poster. I'm Suzanne Gaglione. I work for Reverigen Biopharma, and I've been working on this return of data project with Drs. Conklin, Hoffman, and PA. Did you know that no Duchenne trial data has ever been returned to the participant's parent until this project? Whether a trial has been successful or ended unsuccessfully, participants inevitably have unanswered questions. I know this to be true because I am a parent of a young man with Duchenne who just recently finished a 5.5-year clinical trial, and I've talked to many parents about their experiences with participating in DMD trials. One of the hot topics is that there are so many unanswered questions. Was he on placebo? Wonder if he was on a low dose or a high dose. You think to yourself, is it my imagination or did he just walk faster? Did he pick up that cup easier? How are the other kids doing? It's a mind game played out for the length of the trial and beyond. All of these questions are circulating about in our heads. At the same time, society becomes more comfortable with the easy access to medical information through patient portals and the like. It seems that health data, even if gathered through a clinical trial, should be accessible to participants. The goal of this project is to return trial data to the participants who have completed Reverigen's VBP15 studies. You may know them by the drug name vamorolone. Doing this in a way to protect trial integrity, protect patient health information, not burden the study site staffs, takes thoughtful planning. It also needs to be cost-effective, the data needs to be meaningful to the participant families, and we need to get feedback about the process. We initially hypothesized that the majority of families would want the data but needed a method to inform parents that this project was available to them. Sites are unable to contact the family directly about the project without additional IRB approval. We turned to our Duchenne community partners like PPMD and social media to get the word out. The study is NIH-funded, approved by a centralized IRB, and participants were consented via telephone. While it may be a priority for parents to receive the data, no one wants the actual trial to be jeopardized. Ultimately, parents want approved therapies. Reverigen was perfectly poised to deliver the data while maintaining integrity because of the travel coordinator position. I held that position and already had patient information that was protected by a firewall between myself and the research team at Reverigen. No patient information ever crossed that firewall. At this time, data has been returned to 23 of the 46 participants in the 002-003 studies. Once the 004 study is complete and data is locked, we will begin the same process. Of those 23, 19 have taken the pre-data survey, and some of the pre-data survey questions are shown on the poster. Based on the responses, it appears there is definitely a thirst for data. The vast majority answered that they want both individual and aggregate data. They want the data in tabular and graphical formats. As you can see in the biomarker graph, most parents wanted to see those results as well. The comments about why they want data are as diverse as our community. The bottom line is that we are moving toward understanding that the return of data is important to participants and that we need to continue to work through this project so that no parent that enrolled their son in a DMD trial is left with all those unanswered questions. Thank you to all of the organizations and individuals who have assisted with this project.